Welcome to Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agri and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agri Outdoors. Talking hunting, talking fishing, talking anything you can do outdoors. For the next hour on KWSN 1230, 98.1 FM, and Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM, out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo 104.7 FM. Today's Gone Outdoors is brought to you by Ray's Sport Marine, your local Lund Boats and Bennington Pontoon dealer in Moorhead. RaysMarineMoorhead.com. Adventure RV, across from the fairgrounds in West Fargo. Your number one RV dealer in the FM area, AdventureRVSales.com. Are you fishing for a snack or gas in Lakes Country? Lakeland General Store is your one-stop shop in the Lakes area, at the junction of Highways 59 and 34 in Dunnvilla. Linex of Fargo, this is Linex Country, home of the adventurous, and Devil's Lake Tourism. Scott, it's good to be back. It's great having all of you listening in here to the award-winning Gone Outdoors for yet another week of outdoor talk. Whether you are at home or whether you've ventured out to the camper or the lake cabin and are getting things opened up, or maybe like us, you are out in the woods chasing Mr. Tom, the big old gobbler turkey, and wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thanks for joining us. It's always fun to talk outdoors.
Yeah, it certainly is. And as Kyle said, we are out. We are pre-recording this week because we are out chasing Tom Turkey in Minnesota. The season opened up on Wednesday. North Dakota opened up a week ago, and my social media feed blew up with people harvesting very nice birds, getting out and enjoying the spring weather. And we are doing that this weekend. For those that don't know, Minnesota has six different seasons for spring turkey hunting. Each one is a week long, goes from Wednesday to Tuesday. There's actually five seasons, and then the sixth season, the sixth week, if you have not harvested a bird, you can go out and try again for that season six, which is usually right around Minnesota walleye opener. So that one, I don't think gets a whole lot of pressure, but
no, but it's a free roll if you miss your first opportunity, which is pretty nice. And you know, you mentioned this, Scott, the social media feed is blown up, and congratulations to all those in the Gone Outdoors listening area that have put a tag on a bird. It's not always all that easy. And we make it sound like it is, but it isn't.
You know, non-turkey hunters think it's simple because they have turkeys walk around in their yard or across the roads. You know, there's turkeys everywhere, it seems like. But when you're looking for them, it's not that easy. And it is such a rush. If you've never done it, I highly recommend you try it one time, because for me, it is equally as exciting, almost or equally as exciting as deer hunting. It's a different type of excitement because you can have that conversation with your prey before you see it, and sometimes for an hour or two before you see it, waiting for him to come out. And many times they don't come out, but occasionally they do. And when that Tom comes out to where you can see it, and he's all puffed up, and he's strutting around, it really, really, really gets your heart moving.
Well, it does, because, Scott, it's, and all credit to people who deer hunt with deer rifles and have perfected the sport of marksmanship and the craft that goes into hitting a target as an ethical shot at a great distance. But turkey hunting is kind of like bow hunting for deer, right? It's up close and personal. Yeah. You're seeing that bird like right there in your decoys in front of you when the moment of truth happens.
Yeah. You know, we're talking most shots are 20 yards at the most. You know, they're all up close. And those turkey gobbles in the dark or right when the sun's coming up is loud, really, really loud.
Haunting
loud. And it's a lot of fun. So I highly recommend, if you've never turkey hunted, whichever state you're listening to, there's turkeys pretty much anywhere you're listening to this on Gone Outdoors. Get out, get a season, get one of the spring seasons. And it's not the same as the fall season. The fall season, they're not mating. You really can't call them in. The spring season is the time to do it. Highly recommend you go try it.
Well, and we're going to have a report next. We'll have stories to share next episode of Gone Outdoors, because we're, as you said, at camp this weekend, and there will be, and there always is, plenty of stories of a great harvest, of the one that got away, of all the laughs and all the memories that go along with hunting camp. And one of those memories is something that a lot of our Gone Outdoor listeners can relate to, and that's our Gone Outdoors living off the land expert, Andy Holt, that you are very familiar with if you listen to the program on a regular basis. And we're going to get the chance to hang out with Andy a little bit down at hunting camp.
Yeah, I don't get down there all that often. For those that are wondering, we do our turkey hunting down at the Agri Hunting Farm in Granite Falls, just outside of Granite Falls, Minnesota, on the Minnesota River Valley. And that is where Andy Holt is from. So every time I get down there, I get the opportunity to visit with Andy for a little bit. And just as all of you have learned from Andy, so do we every time we talk to him. He is such a wealth of outdoor knowledge. We'll have some stories just from listening to Andy talk. And he's going to come over for dinner one night, and he's going to bring a side. And I'm pretty sure it's not going to be something he bought in a store.
I would agree. And I hope he brings his sidekick, too. I'm hoping Wanda, the deer-tracking dog, comes along so we get to see her and say hi as well.
Well, yeah, and we won't need any of her services unless she tracks turkeys. But
no, but it's just good to see her.
The odds of her having to track a turkey are pretty slim. Either with turkeys, either you pretty much hit them or you don't, so they don't go running off like deer do.
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right there. But good time this weekend, and very excited to share some stories when we get back next weekend. And there's a lot going on in the area. I mean, fishing is kicking up, spring crappies, all the stuff. North Dakota Devil's Lake, our sponsor of Gone Outdoors. If you haven't seen pictures of what's going on in Devil's Lake right now, you are missing out. And that is the place for spring fishing, because the season never closes. It's always, always good. And Scott, we have, speaking of never closing, we never close on a show where we don't have great, great guests. Very, very excited to go through the rest of our show today. We've got Randon Olson of Lockjaw Guide Service joining us, talking spring crappies. Folks are out there chasing them. They're getting them. He's going to tell us how it is being done. We'll visit with Jim Walters, Minnesota DNR Area Supervisor in the Fergus Falls District. We're going to talk a little bit about the egg take this spring and how things are going on that yearly harvest of eggs to replenish the stock for stocking programs later in the year. And we'll wrap things up today with Mike Witt, Witt's Quality Bait and Tackle in Detroit Lakes. And we're talking about a new competitive walleye league that's taking place in his home area, 412 Walleye League Fishing. We'll hear what it's all about. Folks, don't go away. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more